Welcome to this Apple Watch demonstration entitled What's on My Apple Watch? And in this demo, I thought I would just go through and show you the apps that I currently use on my Apple Watch. And this demonstration was done January 2016. And of course, I'm running Watch OS 2. And I transferred all the apps across, of course, using my iPhone. And in this case, it was either my iPhone 6 Plus or my current iPhone here, which is the iPhone 6S. And of course, since most of the apps on the Apple Watch interact with the iPhone, I'll also be playing or using my iPhone during this demo. So let me wake up my watch by pressing my digital crown.
6 p.m.
And I'm going to press it once to go into the home screen.
Home. Clock.
Now, the way that I've got my apps organized is if I flick to the right, I'm going to have all the Apple apps listed. So if I flick to the right.
Timer.
As timer.
Workout.
Workout.
Activity.
Activity.
Messages.
Messages.
Remote.
Remote.
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch.
Settings.
Settings.
Music.
Music.
Camera.
Camera.
Wallet.
Wallet.
Stocks.
Stocks.
Mail.
Mail.
Phone.
Phone.
Maps.
Maps.
Photos.
Photos.
Weather.
Weather.
Alarm.
Alarm.
World clock.
World clock. And finally.
Calendar.
Calendar. So that was to the right of the clock. Now just save myself a bit of time. I'm just going to press my digital crown once to go back to my main clock face.
Clock face.
And I press it again to get back into the home screen and hit the middle clock.
Home. Clock.
Now if I flick to the left this time, these are all my third party apps. So I flick to the left.
CNN.
So here's CNN. If I double tap on CNN.
CNN. CNN.
And if I touch the screen.
CNN.
Towards the top. And flick to the right.
Top stories.
I'm keep flicking to the right.
Lawsuit against Cosby dismissed. 2 hours. Washington gets ready for colossal blizzard. 37 minutes. More top stories. Button.
Okay, so it's just a quick way of keeping up with the top news, in this case from CNN. Okay, so I'm going to press the digital crown once to come out.
Home. CNN.
Now back to CNN. So let me flick to the left.
Just press record.
Just press record is one of my favourite ones. So if I double tap on just record.
Just press record.
So on the screen, if I touch the middle.
Start recording.
I've got a start button. Record button. So one finger double tap on that.
Start recording. Cancel. Button.
And I can say a number of things such as. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. And then of course you can seriously use it for recording meetings, phone numbers, credit cards, authorization numbers, all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to touch towards the bottom middle of the screen on the watch.
Stop recording button
regular.
There's
the stop recording button. And double tap on that.
Play audition button regular.
So that's the play audition button. It's now in focus and it's the same spot where the stop button was. So one finger double tap and we'll hear a audition of what the recording sounded like. And then we can either choose to save it or cancel it. Double tap.
Pause audition button cancel. Regular. Button.
And I can say a number of things such as. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and this is playing out of the Apple Watch speaker. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. And then of course you can seriously use it for recording meetings, phone numbers, credit cards, authorization numbers, all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to touch towards the bottom middle of the screen on the watch.
Stop recording button regular.
Stop recording button. And double tap on that. Okay, so now if I touch towards the top of the screen.
Cancel.
Left hand side.
Button.
I've got a cancel button. If I touch the top right hand side of the screen.
Save. Button.
I've got a save button. Okay, so if I cancel it, it's going to go back to the start recording button. Or if I save it.
Save. Button.
Double tap.
Save. Record.
And I'm back to, if I touch the middle of the screen.
Start recording. Button.
Start recording button. And that file is now being saved up to iCloud. And I can play it back on my iPhone, of course, using the Just Record app on the iPhone. and or also using the Just Record app that I've currently got installed on my Mac. So a very, very handy recording function for the Apple Watch, and I use it all the time for doing quick recordings, and I have also used it even in meetings as well. Okay, so that's it for Just Record. I'm just going to press the digital crown to come out.
Home. Just press record.
Okay, so now let's flick to the left.
Navigon.
And here's Navigon. So double tap on Navigon.
Navigon. Start.
And if I flick to the right.
On iPhone. Favorites. Button.
One finger double tap on favorites.
Back button.
And of course, I've saved my favorites using the Navigon app itself on my iPhone. Flick to the right.
Take me home. Button.
I've got Take Me Home.
Work. Button.
A favorite for work. And if I double tap on either Take Me Home or Work, it will launch the Navigon app on my iPhone and start navigating to home or work. And the reason why it's on there, of course, because Navigon doesn't use any data. So when I'm out and about, I'm not chewing up data if I need to navigate. And of course, I can always add other destinations stroke favorites if I'm going to different destinations all the time. So let me just press digital crown once to come back out of that one.
Home. Navigon.
Flick to the left again.
Downcast.
Here's my favorite pod catcher, Downcast. One finger double tap.
Downcast. Downcast.
Touch towards the top of the screen.
Downcast.
Okay, and I normally keep touching on the top left-hand side of my screen until I find something, and then flick to the right. That was the heading Downcast.
Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Playlists.
Playlists.
Player.
Player. So I flick back to the left.
Podcasts.
And finger double tap on podcasts.
Podcasts.
And I've touched towards the top of my screen again.
Podcasts. Back button.
And flick to the right, of course.
Unplayed.
Okay, here's a heading, unplayed.
Download this show, program podcast.
And the name of the show is actually Download This Podcast, so flick to the right.
One unplayed.
One unplayed.
Freedom Scientific FS Cast.
Freedom Scientific FS Cast.
One unplayed.
One unplayed.
If it for the iPhone.
iPhone
MP3.
For the iPhone.
One unplayed.
One unplayed.
Imal Show.
Imal Show.
One partially.
One partially played.
iOS Today.
iOS
MP3.
Today.
One unplayed.
One unplayed.
MacBreak Weekly.
MacBreak
MP3.
Weekly.
One unplayed.
One unplayed. So let's play MacBreak Weekly. And of course, when I start this playing, it's not going to play on my Apple Watch. It's going to play on my iPhone sitting here next to me. Double tap on one unplayed.
One unplayed. Episodes. Back button.
And flick to the right.
MBW 490, Nerds, the musical.
And if I flick to the right.
112 minutes, 16 seconds.
Okay, 112 minutes, 16 seconds.
20/01/2016.
That was the date it was produced. Now flick back to the left.
20/112, MBW 490, Nerds, the musical.
And let's double tap on that.
MBW 490,
of course, which is the podcast
Nerds.
Title. And then on my iPhone.
MacBreak Weekly, Alex and Renee and Andy are all here.
And if I flick to the right.
Zero,
Apple News,
one,
including the sad
30,
case of a widow,
pause,
wants
30,
to unlock her
pause,
iPad. Apple
button,
says you'll need.
Pause.
I can pause it on the Apple Watch, and if I double tap on that again.
Play.
Board order for that. It's all coming up
and
next.
Start it again. Okay, I'm going to think a double tap to stop. So it's quite nice to see what's new on the podcast feeds that I've got in Downcast, and of course to stop and play them using my Apple Watch onto my iPhone. Digital crown again to go back out.
Home. Downcast.
Flick to the left.
Drafts.
Here's drafts. Now this is what I use for taking notes. One finger double
drafts.
Tap on the drafts.
Loading. Image.
And there's our famous
drafts.
Loading image. Actually haven't had that before on this demo. So touch top left hand side of the screen.
Drafts.
Flick to the right.
Inbox. Zero.
Okay.
Button.
Inbox is zero.
Capture. Button.
I want to capture dictation, so one finger double tap on that. Okay, and you just heard the vibration on my Apple Watch, which means it should be now listening to my voice. So I can say something like, slowly the sinking steamer sunk. Touch the middle of the screen, and one finger double tap.
Drafts.
Okay, so you heard it say drafts, it's gone back to the main home screen. So if I flick to the right.
Inbox, one. Button.
My inbox has now got one in it, so if I one finger double tap on it.
Inbox, one, drafts, back button.
And flick through to the right.
Can you just had the vibration on my Apple Watch, which means, ellipsis, 22/01/2016, 6:19 p.m.
And if I one finger double tap on it.
Can you draft? Back button.
Flick through to the right.
Can you just head the vibration on my Apple Watch, which means it should be now listening to my voice so I can say something like slowly the sinking steam up some of the middle of the screen.
Whoop. Didn't quite get it, but never mind. So I flick back to left.
Draft.
Back and button. One finger double tap on draft. Back button.
Back button.
Double tap on the back button again.
Drafts.
So now if I just put my watch to sleep and pick up my iPhone here, and I'm in the drafts app.
Sort. So accessed.
Flick to the right.
Search. Hide draft. Selected. Inbox. Button.
And one finger double tap on inbox.
Inbox.
And flick through.
Archive. Flag. Edit filters. All. But draft, can you just add the vibration on my Apple Watch, which means it should be now listening to my voice so I can say something like slowly the sinking steam up some of the middle of the screen. Accessed 22/01/2016, 6:19 p.m.
So there's the dictation that I did on my Apple Watch for inputting in text, and it's come up on my iPhone in the drafts app. Put my iPhone back down again for the moment, and it's going to press the digital crown once to come out of drafts.
Home, drafts.
And flick to the left.
Comfort.
And here's Comfort. Now, this is the app that I use because I use the Nintatmo Urban Weather Station. Double tap on it.
Comfort.
That's top of the screen.
Stations.
So, stations.
Home Niwara.
Home Niwara.
Indoor.
Indoor.
Home Niwara.
Home Niwara.
Outdoor.
Outdoor. So, for example, let me see how what it is outside outdoor at the moment.
Station. Back button.
Click to the right.
Home Niwara. Outdoor. Temperature. 24.8 degrees Celsius. Humidity. 94%.
Okay, so that's the current temperature and humidity outside at the moment. Remember to use the Comfort app or the Nintatmo app that I've also got on my iPhone. You'll need the actual hardware, which is the Nintatmo Urban Weather Station. Okay, so pressing the digital crown once.
Home. Comfort.
Flick to the left.
Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe. Now, this particular one basically works. Let me just show you what it does.
Tic-tac-toe.
So, one finger double tapped on it. That's the top of the screen.
Tic-tac-toe.
And if I flick to the right.
Button.
Button. Button. Button. Button. Okay, that's the first row. Flick to the right.
Button.
Button.
Capital X.
And now it's a capital button. X because the computer stroke app watch has gone first. So, that's in the middle, and flick to the right.
Button.
Button. So that's the second row. Flick to the right.
Button.
This is the first of the third row. Button.
Button.
Button. Button. Button. And that's it. So three buttons. So the buttons are unlabeled, but when you start playing it, then I will have an O or a capital O next to mine. So if I flick back to the left.
Button. 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 Capital X.
So that's the middle.
Button.
So I'm going to stick one on
button.
The one to the left of it. Double tap on that. So now if I touch the screen towards the top.
Tic-tac-toe.
And flick to the right.
Capital X.
Okay, button. That's the next go. So X, keep remembering if this grid is in three rows. First row is 1, 2, 3. Second row is 4, 5, 6. Third row is 7, 8, 9. So at the moment, the Apple Watch has put it on 1, because the first one in the first row, and the middle one on the second row, which is 5. So if I flick through.
Button.
2,
button.
3,
capo.
4,
capital 5. X.
And so on. Okay, so I won't finish playing the game. We'll just leave it there for the moment. So, pressing the digital crown once to come out.
Home. Tic-tac-toe.
Flick to the left.
Tweetings.
Okay, here's tweetings. Now, I tend to use this just to keep track of things. So, one finger double tap.
Tweetings. Tweetings.
And I mainly use tweetings or this Twitter client just to keep track of my mentions. So, I touch towards the top of the screen.
Tweetings.
Tweetings, flick to the right.
At Woodbridge.
At Woodbridge.
Home.
Home.
Mentions.
Mentions.
Messages.
Messages.
Now playing.
And
button.
Now playing if I wanted to start music playing. So flick back to the left.
Messages. Mentions.
And I'm going to double
button.
Tap.
Mentions.
If I touch towards the top left hand side of the screen.
Mentions.
And just drag my finger down a little bit.
At Woodbridge just got hooked up with a 6S. Loving 3D touch. Next. Apple Watch 2. Hashtag my life is complete.
Okay, flick to the right.
About 5 hours ago.
And so on. Digital crown once.
Home. Tweetings.
Flick to the left.
Newsify.
So Newsify, that's on there mainly to keep track of what's happening on iMore. So if I double tap on Newsify.
And read.
Flick to the right.
Snag this Apple certified lightning cable today for only $12.95.
Flip to the right.
Snag this Apple certified lightning cable today for only $12.95. 4D more, the number one iPhone. Great for charging and syncing your lightning devices. Keep in red. Button. Star. Button. Page 1 of 11.
So flick up.
Page 2 of 11.
Touch towards the top of the screen.
Mobile Nations Weekly. Winding down and ramping up. 5D more, the number one iPhone. As we recover from the CES blitz, MWC looms on the horizon. Keep in red. Star. Page 1 of 11. Adjustable.
Okay, so flick up again.
Page 3 of 11.
And so on. I set up Newsify with the RSS feeds that I wanted to check. And at the moment, the one that I keep checking most of the time tends to be iMore. So I only added one RSS feed to Newsify on my iPhone. Okay, so let's press the digital crown again to come back out.
Home. Newsify.
Flick to the left.
Hangman.
So Hangman is just, as it says, it's the Hangman word guessing game. One finger double tap on Hangman.
Hangman. Hangman.
Okay, and if I flick to the right.
Tip. Desserts and sweets. Underscore, 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 underscore. Button.
Okay, so that was a tip. So it's a sweet or a dessert. So I one finger double tap on the tip. Actual button
desserts
there.
And sweets. Underscore, underscore, underscore. Cancel. Button.
It's brought up a keyboard. So if I flick through to the right.
Cap A.
A.
Cap
B.
Cap
C.
Cap D.
D.
Button.
So let me put in A.
Cap C. Cap B. Cap A.
And one finger
button.
Double tap on A.
Cap A. Hangman.
Okay, and if I flick to the right.
Tip. Desserts and sweets. Underscore, 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 A, underscore, underscore. Button.
And of course, you've got to keep filling them in by double tapping on that button again. It'll bring up the keyboard, choose another letter, etc. Okay, so quite a little fun app to play on your Apple Watch. So pressing the digital crown again.
Home. Hangman.
Flick to the left.
Time bus.
Now, this is my absolute favorite all-time app on my Apple Watch at the moment. Of course, this is the Time Buzz app for getting the time discreetly. And I've currently got my Time Buzz app set up with the Dom Buzz pattern. And you can catch the demo of the Time Buzz app on my feed, or of course, on the timebuzz.nl website. 1, 2, 3.
Button. Voice over off.
Okay, so if I touch the screen. Okay, long buzz 1, 6. 2, 3, 4, pause, and 1, which means in the Dom Buzz pattern, it's 6:41. Okay, so I'm going to turn VoiceOver back on again, triple click home, 1, 2, 3, it should say triple click digital crown.
VoiceOver on, tap to buzz time, button,
okay, and let's just
screen
exit
curtain
the app
on.
By pressing the digital crown once.
Home, time buzz.
Click to left.
Animal watch.
Now, Animal Watch, I've got this one on here because it plays noises or animal sounds on the iPhone. And I sometimes have my iPhone charging on a charging station, which is right next to my guide dog's bed. And if he starts snoring and I'm in a different part of the house, I can wake him up by making my iPhone make animal noises, which stops him snoring. So it's probably not very nice of me, but it works perfectly. So if I double tap on Animal Watch.
Animal Watch. Animals.
Okay, so I've got animals, so I flick to the right.
Bat.
I've got bat.
Bats.
Bats.
Bee.
Bee.
Cicada.
Cicada.
Cow.
Cow.
Cow 2.
Cow 2.
Cow 3.
Cow 3.
Dog.
Dog. So we just press on the first dog. One finger double tap on dog.
Dog.
Okay, that's the first dog. Flick to the right.
Dog 2.
This is dog 2.
Dog 2.
Flick to the right again.
Dog 3.
Dog 3.
Dog 4. Dog 5. Bark.
Let's try this first bark.
Bark.
Ooh, that's not bad. Let's try the next one.
Bark 2.
This is bark 2.
Bark 2.
That really does sound like the dog next door carrying on when somebody walks past the front gate next door. Okay, so that'll do for that one. But yes, as I said, I tend to use this for playing sounds to wake up my guide dog when he's snoring. Okay, so digital crown once.
Home. Animal
watch.
Home
screen. Flick to the left.
Phone battery.
Phone battery is really handy because it lets me find out what my iPhone battery level is without having to go and pick up my iPhone. So one finger double tap on that.
Phone battery. Battery.
and flick to the right.
100%.
100%.
Remaining.
Remaining. So my iPhone is fully charged, funnily enough, because I'm also using the iPhone Smart battery case on my iPhones here. So I'm sure that the case is keeping the iPhone fully charged at the moment. Okay, so that's handy. So digital crown wants to come back out again.
Home. Phone battery.
Flick to the left.
Trash day.
Trash day. Now this is really handy because I've set it up on the Apple Watch so that I know what week I'm doing recycling and what week I'm doing the green bin, as in gardening, clippings, etc. So let me find finger double tap on that.
Trash day.
And of course I set up the trash day reminders trash day on the trash day app on my iPhone, of course. So I flick to the right.
22/014 Friday.
I know I don't have any items then.
No collection.
So no collection.
23 sat. No collect. 20. No collect. 25 mon. No collect. 26 Tuesday.
Now, Tuesday should be the time I put out the bins, but what is it? Flick to the right.
Green.
It's green bin. And that's really handy because I have been known to put out the wrong bins on occasion. So this app comes in really handy for checking what bin it is if you're on a fortnightly bin cycle or whatever else you might be doing in putting your waste and other bins out for collection. And I've just renamed my gardening waste green because that's what the bin is. And of course the recycling bin with all the papers and bottles is just called recycling. So it's actually a very handy app. And I've just set mine for Tuesday because on Tuesday evening, that's when I put the bins out and the garbage comes around on Wednesday to collect up all the garbage. Okay, so that's the Trash Day app. Very, very handy. So digital crown once.
Home. Trash Day.
Flick to the left.
Pandora.
This is Pandora.
Pandora.
And of course, this is going to play on my iPhone like Downcast did.
Load stations.
And if I flick to the right.
Create station.
Create station. Flick through the right.
Shuffle. SL Play. 60s comedy radio. Easy listening radio.
Okay, I'm just flicking through to the right here. Easy listening radio. Let's double tap on that one.
Easy listening radio.
And if I flick through to the right.
Wind. Brian Crane. Pause. Button.
Okay, we've got a pause button.
Pause.
Which of course pauses it. One finger double tap.
Play.
I might keep listening to that after the demo. Okay, so pressing the digital crown wants to come back to my home screen.
Home. Pandora.
Flick to the left.
Calculator Watch Pro 3.
So Calculator Watch Pro 3. One finger double tap on that.
Calculator Watch Pro 3. Loading. Image.
And as the name suggests, it's a calculator.
Zero.
Okay, so current value in there is zero. So if I touch the screen, I've got the normal upside down to a telephone keypad.
Eight.
So that's button. Eight. If I come down.
Five. Two.
Okay, two.
Button.
So if I do
five.
Button. I can double tap on
five. Two.
And two.
Button. Two.
So 52. Now if I find where
five
is button. And go up.
Eight. 52.
That's what I put in so far. If I come straight across to the right.
Cap C.
That's cap C, which is clear. If I come straight down.
Divided by.
I've divided by.
Times.
Button.
Minus.
Equals. And slightly to the right.
Plus.
Button. So I'm going to double tap on plus.
Plus.
So 52 plus.
8. Button.
8. 2 plus 8. So come in the middle.
5.
And go button. Straight up.
8. 52 plus 8.
Okay, so I can read the sum out and then come down the right hand side.
Cap C. Divided by. Times. Minus. Equals.
Okay, there's button. Equals. One finger double tap on equals.
Equals.
Find the 5.
5.
Come up.
8. 60.
Okay, and there's the answer. And if I flick to the right.
Cap C.
I can double tap
button.
On C. Cap clear. C. And if I touch towards the top of the screen.
0.
Okay, the memory is now just showing 0 because I've cleared the sum. So it's just quite a nice little handy calculator to have on your Apple Watch. So pressing the digital crown once.
Home. Calculator Watch Pro 3.
And flick to the left.
Dictationary.
Now, dictationary is very handy. It's a look-up dictionary using your voice. So if I want to double tap on
dictationary. Loading. Image. Tap to search. Button.
Okay, so tap to search. Now, what I'm basically going to do, I'm going to double tap, wait for the vibration, which is that Apple Watch telling me that it's listening for dictation. say the word I want to search for, and then one finger double tap again, and it'll start searching for the word and get the definition for me. So here we go.
Tap to search.
Aircraft.
Tap to search. Button.
And if I flick to the right.
Aircraft. N1, a vehicle that can fly.
Now, basically, the trick with this app is to probably give it about 5 seconds to search. Let's go back.
Aircraft. Tap to search.
And let's just do another one.
Button. Tap to search.
Spaceship.
Tap to search. Button.
And I'm going to pause the recording for about 5 seconds, and then we'll see if it's got something about the definition of a spaceship. Okay, so that's about five seconds. Flick to the right.
Spaceship.
Spaceship.
N1, a spacecraft designed to carry a crew into interstellar space, especially in science fiction.
There we go. Very, very cool. Okay, so that's a really handy app for getting definitions of words from your Apple Watch. So pressing the digital crown once again, of course, to come back out.
Home. Dictationary.
Flick to the left.
Quick switch.
Now, quick switch is what I use with my Belkin Wemo switches and Belkin Link box to turn the switches or the light globes on and off in my house. And of course, to use this app, you're going to have that hardware installed and running to be able to use the app. But if I double tap on it.
Quick switch. Loading. Image. Quick switch.
And touch towards the top of my screen.
Quick switch.
Flick through to the right.
Kitchen radio. Off.
Okay, so my kitchen radio is currently off. That's a switch.
Lamp Owen. Off.
That's another button. Switch. That's my son Owen's lamp.
Lounge rear. Off.
Lounge rear off. That's one of the globes in the lights.
Entry outdoor. On.
And my entry indoors currently on, etc., etc. Okay, so basically this quick switch app is basically piggybacking off the Wemo app that of course you use on your iPhone to control the Belkin switches and Link box light globes. So pressing the digital crown once to come out.
Home. Quick switch. Decibel.
Now, decibel is just to check the decibels, just because I like checking on how noisy the house gets when the boys turn the TV up too loud. So for one finger double tap on decibel.
Decibel. Loading. Image.
And I'm pretty sure this takes the decibel recording decibel. Off the iPhone mic. I'm not 100% sure. If I flick through to the right at the moment.
59. Button.
At the moment it's 59 decibels.
Normal office.
And it says normal office. Now I've had it very loud and it's got different definitions for how loud or quiet it actually gets. So I can walk around the house.
56.
And leave it button. On the number, currently 56. And it will tell me how noisy things are getting. It's probably not 100% accurate, but it's just a general way of me just being able to gauge the noise in the house sometimes. Okay, so digital crown once again.
Home. Decibel.
Flick to the left.
Double post.
Double post. One finger double tap. And of course, double this is post. To post to either Facebook, Twitter, or both.
Enter message. Button.
I'm going to enter a message. And of course, it's going to actually then allow me to post that message either to Facebook or Twitter or both. So when I double tap, you're going to hear the Apple Watch vibrate. I'll say what I want to say and I'll double tap the screen again. Here we go.
Enter message.
Just completing my Apple Watch demo of all the apps. Finger double tap to stop.
Just completing my Apple Watch demo of all the apps.
That sounds pretty good. So I flick to the right.
Facebook.
So I've got button. Facebook.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Button. Post. Button.
And post. So I flick back to the left.
Twitter. Facebook.
And I'm going to double tap on Facebook.
Facebook.
And flick through the right.
Twitter.
And I'm going to double tap on Twitter.
Twitter.
And flick through the right again.
Post.
And button. One finger double tap on post.
Post.
And then if I flick back to the left.
Twitter. Facebook. Facebook.
You can button. Tell now that that text is now gone from the screen. So if I grab my iPhone here and just say, hey Siri, open Twitter.
Twitter, people, button.
Okay, and let's see if it's posted. Flick to the right.
Search, button, compose tweet. Wall Street Journal, David Woodbridge. Just completing my Apple Watch demo of all the apps. 1 minute to go.
Beautiful.
Two finger double tap for quick access to tweet actions.
So there it goes, it's been posted. Put my iPhone back down again. Let me just press the digital crown once on my Apple Watch to come back out.
Home. Double post.
And flick to the left for the last one.
Unhand me.
Now, this one is very, very cute. All right, so one finger double tap on unhand me.
Unhand me. Loading. Image.
And all I have to do with this app, once of course I've actually set it up via my iPhone, is to turn it on. So if I flick to the right.
Unhand me. Hands off big button.
Okay, button. Hands off big button. On the finger double tap.
On.
So I've now turned it on. And basically this app is to stop anybody moving your iPhone. You can also set it for motion, activity, etc, etc. If I now sneak up to my iPhone and try and move it off the desk.
Unhand me, you beast.
And if I keep going and don't listen to it.
Dismiss. Button.
And I keep walking away. It's now going to scream.
Unhand me, you beast.
So put it back down again. So on my Apple Watch screen, it's now said thanks because I put it back down again. So if I flick to the left.
Your iPhone was just handled.
Okay, your iPhone was just handled.
Dismiss.
And double tap on dismiss.
Dismiss. Unhand me.
And of course I can now turn it off again. And I flick to the right.
Hands off big button
and
on.
And I can one finger button. Double tap on hands off.
Off.
To turn it off. You heard the iPhone say off. So now I can pick up my iPhone safely and not have it say unhand me you beast or start screaming. So it's a very nice one of keeping your iPhone secure if you're in an office environment. Okay, and it looks like the rain has got a lot louder. It's very weird because the last demo I did yesterday, as of the date of this recording, it was 41 degrees Celsius. Now it's 20 degrees Celsius and it's pouring with rain outside. Pressing the digital crown once to come back out.
Home. Unhand me.
Pressing the digital crown again to go back to the clock face.
Clock face. 7:18 p.m.
Okay, and it's now 7:18 p.m. I also use a few other complications to on my clock face. So if I flick to the right.
24.8 degrees bullet, 94% bullet at 5:30 p.m. 22.4 degrees bullet, 59% bullet, 803.
Okay, that's the comfort complication for the indoor-outdoor temperature for my Natatmo Urban Weather Station. Flick to the right.
Double tap to open, just press record.
Okay, double tap to open, just press record.
Moving. Time buzz.
And, of course, time buzz. What I normally do when I'm not using my Apple Watch all the time is one finger double tap on time buzz.
Time buzz. Time buzz. Loading. Image. Tap to buzz time. Button.
Okay, so I've got it launching and it does the time straight away. So now, when I'm not using my Apple Watch all the time, as I said, 1, 2, 3, triple click home, voiceover off. Put my Apple Watch to sleep by putting my hand over the screen. And then if I want to find out what the time is, just raise my wrist. My watch has just vibrated, and here's the time. That's 7:02. And a pause and a double tap. So it's basically 7:20 as the time I'm finished this from recording. The Time Buzz app is really handy. As I said in my Time Buzz full demo, it really does feel like I'm using a completely separate watch, which is just vibrating to tell me the time whenever I need to. And of course, when I want to use my Apple Watch, I can just triple click the digital crown. 1, 2, 3.
Voice over on. Tap to buzz time.
Okay, and I'm still on the Time Buzz app. Screen if I'm finished, version on. I can just press digital crown once.
Clock face.
And I'll come back to my clock face. 7:22 p.m. And I can start using my Apple Watch as, quote, normal speech. If I want to go back into the Time Buzz app again, just touch the bottom of my clock face on the right-hand side time on buzz. My modular screen face.
Time Buzz. Tap to buzz time.
Okay, button. And I've gone back into it. So that completes this demonstration of all the third-party apps that I use on my Apple Watch and a brief demo on how I use each one.